knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Bill Handel and the Morning Crew. We go back 10 years. Actually, on Sunday, it'll be 10 years, 9/11. And as 9/11 played out, first news came in just before 6 o'clock. We were on the air. And we have a montage. Now, it's 7 hours of broadcasting that's been whittled down to a little under 7 minutes, just to give you an idea of the flavor. And listening to this for the first time this morning, it's very different than what I thought it was. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Rich Marotta and I were here. Ken Gallagher was the news anchor. Todd was not here. Paul T. Wall was. And Mike Nolan was in the sky at the time. And this is what happened 10 years ago. I'm sorry. That was that Rich trying to talk? No,
I started to play the thing.
I thought that was your intro. Oh, because the timing was off. Okay, we can start that from the beginning, that entire monologue. No, let's not. Let's go back to Monday morning. It wasn't the Monday.
It was a Tuesday.
Tuesday morning, 9/11, 2001, as the first news of the attack of 9/11 occurs.
Do they still have a kamikaze unit there ready to?
I don't think they do have the kamikaze unit.
For the glory of the emperor.
I think that has been disbanded.
A plane crash into a New York landmark. I'm Ken Gallagher. Smoke is pouring from the upper floors of the north building of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. And then we have reports now that a second plane has struck the other tower. We'll have confirmation on those details just as soon as we can.
Now, it's fairly obvious now, Ken, that a second plane has, in fact, struck the tower. You can see that now. We now have both buildings on fire, and it's hard to say at this point, but that cannot be an accident. And I think it's safe to say that we've got a situation going on where we've got a terrorist attack upon the World Trade Center. They're looking at a lot of damage and probably a lot of people being killed. Both airplanes are being reported as hijacked by the FBI. If this is the case, we've got an extraordinary criminal act going on. This is out of a movie. The airplane was aimed for and was timed to do the maximum amount of damage and to hurt and kill and maim the most number of people. We don't think in terms of attacks on us. This one is the alarm clock going full blast at 110 decibels, screaming in your ear, wake up, this is a whole new world.
Bill, we do have a bulletin from Associated Press that says a plane has now crashed into the Pentagon.
This is the worst nightmare for American security forces and the people of the United States. This is war. It appears some group or another has declared full-scale war on the United States. At this point, we're just sitting back and wondering when the next one is going to happen. One of the World Trade Center buildings just collapsed. The entire building collapsed. There is nothing left of it. The whole thing just came down. The whole building is now down. You can't even imagine the number of people that have died and have been hurt. And they're going to be pulling people out of there for the next several months. Second building now collapsing. This is unbelievable. If you look at the skyline of New York, you will not see major monuments of the World Trade Center. We don't know how far this will go. All we can assume is that there is no building that is safe at this point. We in Los Angeles, LAPD, on tactical alert. The anti-terrorist division has been mobilized, and we're assuming an attack will come here. We do know that Somerset County Airport outside of Pittsburgh, a plane did go down just north of the airport, and that is a 747. We are in it together. We have been attacked as a people.
Complete chaos, and he said he saw the explosion, and then he saw the people, he said, were actually jumping from the building.
Now, what is the outcome of this? How is this going to affect the business of the United States? How is it going to affect the business of commerce? We have absolutely no idea. We don't know. All we know, we can safely say that today war has been declared on the United States of America.
It may have actually been molten metal that was pouring out of the building.
Debris falling, I'd say, at least three-quarters the height of the building. People within the entire perimeter began to run for our lives.
L.A. International Airport closed, simply closed down. All our local amusement parks, including Disneyland, Six Flags Magic Mountain, Knott's Berry Farm, closed. The major movie studios, including Sony Pictures, Warner Brothers, are closed, including tours and production of TV and motion pictures. The second annual Latin Grammy Awards, scheduled to be broadcast live tonight from the Staples Center, postponed. Major League Baseball, all games canceled today, postponed.
Afghanistan's hardline Taliban rulers are rejecting any suggestions that Osama bin Laden was behind today's attacks. Taliban's ambassador to Pakistan says bin Laden does not have the facilities to carry out such well-orchestrated attacks.
Well, of course, the Taliban would be expected to say that.
You know, frankly, we have been spoiled. We have been spoiled by the freedom that we have in this country, the fact that we have a totally free society. People come and go as they want, and we have not been visited upon. Like this. The only analogy I can make is now we're going to be beginning to feel like the Israelis feel. You simply don't know. You simply don't know when it's going to come, how it's going to come, and how many people are going to die. Thousands of Palestinians have gone out on the street celebrating the attack on the World Trade Center towers and the rest of America and are screaming, "God is great." Probably the worst day, one of the worst days in our collective history. This will be one of the days you remember for the rest of your life. One thing I promise you, it will never be the same in this country again.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world, and no one will keep that light from shining. Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. Weep not for